the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the End of the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today we're talking about the Emmys. I was going to say we're reviewing the Emmys, but we're not reviewing the Emmys. We're not even really recapping it. We're just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think of a word, but I can't think
I know. I feel like there should be a better way to say that, but no.
We're discussion? Just
Yeah, discussion. We're going to Emmys discussion.
Discussion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Emmys is probably my favorite show. It's either that or the Golden Globes, because usually when it comes to the Oscars,
I was going
to
say Golden Globes are really good.
I don't watch anything.
Golden Globes are really good. Oscars can get very boring.
Yes. The Golden Globes is interesting because it combines the movies and the television shows together. So I can get, like, Meryl Streep with, like, Jason Statham.
And it's,
like,
really.
Wild. But, yeah, no, this year's Emmys, I actually enjoyed.
Interesting.
I didn't think Keenan Thompson
I forgot to look up the In Memoriam, so I want to save that for later, because I heard it made everybody cry. Because I'm assuming Betty's in it.
Betty started it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
It was good, though.
Betty Bob.
Yeah.
Nope, I don't want to watch it. But I kind of like the In Memoriams, because, I don't know, they give me all the feels.
Well, I'll tell you what happened in it later. It's nothing big, but it was just, we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
Did you know a lot of shows for the Emmys this year, or no?
I know of a lot of them.
I haven't watched all of them. Okay, that's fair.
But I have heard, like, of praise for all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's one on... Okay, maybe there is Baby... No, the Miss Pat Show. I've never heard of that one.
Miss Pat Show? When it comes to, like, the reality TV stuff, like...
Oh, it's comedy.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I haven't heard of that one, but... Everything else, I think, for the most part, I've heard of. Also, haven't heard of Atlanta.
You never heard of Atlanta? It's been on for, like, ever.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
The next I'm going to look that up now. Yeah. Well, I think it's only fair that we start at the red carpet, because I think that's what everyone looks forward to the most.
Favorite part. Honestly, if you close off after you watch the red carpet portion, that's fine. That's all that matters, really. I made a list of my best and worst dressed. I wish I could... Do I want to be ambitious and try to put in pictures?
You could try.
Maybe I could try.
We could
honestly, it might not happen, so don't get your hopes up. But I also don't really want to pull up pictures on my phone.
Fair.
Because you can't really see them well anyway, but I think you'll be able to see them.
Yeah.
I had quite a few I actually really liked, which kind of surprised me. Actually, some of them were surprising that I liked.
Okay.
My first one that I put down was Sandra Oh. Like, I really liked her Emmys outfit. I thought it was very fun.
It was purple, right?
Yes, it's like, okay, maybe I will just show you pictures if I pull them up.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was
very Mamma Mia vibes.
Oh, yes. I also just love Sandra Oh, because she's Sandra Oh.
Yeah.
And I just think it looks really, really pretty. Also, the plunging neckline, the cape. The sparkles. You can't beat it, really.
Slay.
I'm wondering how much crossover we'll have, if we have any.
I mean, well, our first crossover, hopefully, is Miss Waddingham.
Oh my god, she is my favorite of the night. I saw that and I'm like, that is the most beautiful dress I've ever seen in my life.
She's new Queen of England.
She is. Like, people say the queen died. Are you sure?
Don't think she did.
No, I'm pretty sure she was at the Emmys last night.
Slayed, as always.
For anyone who's watching this, because I can't promise I'm going to put up pictures, here is Miss Waddingham.
With her, excuse me, her trainers.
Yes, her trainers.
Trainers. Slayed.
She looks like a princess.
She does. It's giving me very much like Emmy Awards from last year, so I wish she changed up the color.
Oh, the lime green?
No, that was for SAG Awards.
Okay, what was last year?
I loved
the lime green.
The lime green was really good. The other, it was like maybe a little bit brighter blush pink than this.
Okay, yeah.
So I wish she did a different color.
It's reminding me of Glinda the Good Witch. So like, why isn't she in Wicked?
No, people think she is, and I swear to God, if she is, I will lose my shit because that is the closest I will ever get to seeing her on Broadway. It needs to happen.
What did you think of Junos?
This is one of the first one of Junos I might actually like. Very, very simple, but it is.
I know. I like the how it was like velvet as well at parts. Yeah. I did say, because I made some notes for some of them.
Okay.
I hate the choker, and I think with that neckline, she needed an updo.
Yes.
Or at least for it to be off of her shoulders, like maybe pulled back.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Izzy, I know you love her. Her hair choices and outfit choices.
Her hair choices can be very, very bad.
Yeah.
But I really did like this dress. I hated the choker. I don't like just weird little chokers like that, though. I've never been a choker fan. I'm trying to think of any other one. Oh, Reese Witherspoon.
If it didn't have the ruffle, I would have liked it more.
Fair.
But I did like it.
I did like that one. I really like the colors on it. She's another one, though, I wish would spice up the hair. Like, it's always straight and tucked behind her ears.
I did. Mm-hmm. It's just her signature, which is fine. But yeah,
it works. I mean, like, don't fix what isn't broken.
Mm-hmm.
But who else would we have? Mariska. She did make my best dress list.
I'm at work and I get a message from Macy. Mariska's tits are out for the Emmy. I literally went into sheer panic.
Maybe I'm just a sucker for a good simple black dress.
Or are you a sucker for cleavage? Because I am.
Also a good leg slit. I'm still leg not slit. Over Angelina Jolie with the leg slit in that one black dress. I think it was for the Oscars.
Yeah. And I appreciate the actual necklace that went down to Marcia's cleavage. So now then it's an excuse to stare at.
So now
at
when you say it, you can be like, nice necklace. And people won't have to call you a whore for it.
Yeah, no, it was a beautiful necklace.
It was. Melanie Lynskey also. I love her outfit.
I do like it. Here's my thing with fair skinned women wearing very pastel looking dresses. I don't think it looks good.
I think it worked on her though. I think it was just like enough that it worked. It any was lighter and I feel like maybe.
Yeah, no, definitely not. They definitely
did. Any of the other Yellow Jackets cast members come beside her and Christina?
Oh my god. Yes, they did.
I didn't see them on my list.
Is there? Oh my god, they all
okay. I was wondering if Juliet won, because I'm very curious about her fashion. Presented. What?
She presented.
I didn't watch. I'm so sorry. I know. I wasn't then, home. Oh, I'm not a fan.
Wait, actually, she's our. Hold on, I have to. Oh, yeah, I wasn't a fan of the neckline of Juliet's. But I love Christine.
Why is everybody wearing gloves? I hate the elbow-length gloves.
I'm taking my blur off for this.
I'm interested that you like Christina's, because I wasn't... Is that Christina?
No, this is the girl that plays Jackie. I loved hers.
I like that.
hair color. Good for her.
Okay, I actually do like Christina's. I don't like the hair choice.
Okay, that's fair.
She made my worst dressed.
She was on Yellow Jackets.
She made my worst dressed list. I'm sorry.
You didn't even say that she was there.
I don't know the younger cast names. I'm sorry.
I don't know her name either.
Also, the girl who played... Yes. Hated her outfit.
I didn't like it either.
It was very bad.
And then the girl who played Jackie's there, but now I can't find her. Oh, and the girl that played... Oh my god, Lottie Matthews was there. She slayed. Hold on.
Send me hers.
I'm so bad with names.
I know, that's my problem. Santa Clarita Diet Girl, I didn't hate it, I didn't love it.
You don't like the color?
I can't remember her name in Yellow Jacket, so I just call her the Santa Clarita Diet Girl.
Samantha was there, the girl that plays Young Misty.
Okay.
I saw a TikTok of her.
Did she look good?
She didn't look bad. What?
What?
Is Yellow Jacket's Lottie. Why can't I think of her name? They also all might have just went to...
Yeah, you know what? I feel like I would have liked Santa Clarita Diet Girls better if it wasn't that color. The color is not... Like, I like the mustardy color, but it wasn't working there. A lot of green. I just looked up Yellow Jackets cast, so that's what we're going.
And it's not on there, which is annoying.
Lovely.
Courtney Eaton. I'm sorry I forgot your name.
Oh, wait. The Samantha girl. I like hers. Okay, I'm intrigued.
Oh, my God. Even better. Full cast.
Oh, perfect.
Well, all the younger cast. Okay. So, them two. Good.
Okay.
Slay Lottie.
Oh, yes. I also like young...
Jackie?
Nope. Melanie.
Oh, Mel. That's who I was thinking of. That's just not the name that came out.
We didn't watch this show that long ago. Why can't we remember the name?
Oh, my God. It was Donna. 9 months ago. The season ended in January.
I need to rewatch.
Yeah,
Sana. I've been itching to rewatch.
But let me tell you, okay. Sam?
See, I'm a sucker for some good flowers.
Okay, Sam. I'm glad they were all there, though.
Yeah, I didn't know they were there.
Because they weren't in the people. Goddamn people.
You know what? People just really need to give us a better...
How did you feel about Miss Lily James?
I like it. It doesn't look that different from other things she's worn.
It's worn, yes.
It was very just like, okay, I've seen this before kind of thing. Who else is on my best? Oh, okay. Hang on. I have to find a picture for you.
Okay.
I also am probably going to butcher this name, but Desi Liddick. I loved her dress. Where is she? Again, with the simple black dresses, but I love that.
I love it. Yeah.
I love the neckline.
Looks very good.
And did the hair good. Did the right amount of jewelry. Like, mm-hmm. I can't complain about anything in it. I like it. Chandra Wilson. She is Dr. Bailey in Grey's Anatomy. Okay. Again, another simple black dress. But I really put her down because I liked her shoes. Where are her shoes?
There.
Okay, so this is the full look. Yeah.
Her Fendi shoes.
I love them.
They're very cute.
I also just love her. She's so cute. What did you think of, well, Lisa and Walter, but Chessie? Because I like it, but I also...
Not a fan of the color.
About it. Maybe that's it. But it looks really good with her hair.
It does. It does.
Green
I will give
with
her that.
Red hair. Right. It looks incredible. I don't know. I also really like the shape of it, but there's something about it that's throwing me. I feel like this one might be unpopular. I really like Laura Linney's.
Yeah, I'm not a fan first.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody else was. Also, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned your boys, Steve and Martin. I mean, they're the only ones who get a pass for wearing a very simple tux, because...
Excuse me, Mr. Jason Statham wore a simple tux.
Well, obviously, he always looks good. Speaking of tuxes, my boy, Tahib.
The whole cast of Ted Lasso.
The Ted Lasso cast never misses. They always look good.
Fine as hell.
And you know another what? That's man. What happens when you're not problematic, darling.
Fair. I think Andrew Garfield ate with his white tux.
Ooh, I liked that one.
It looked very well on him.
I also put down Tyler James Williams. I don't know if you saw his. Hold on. Because I liked, it wasn't like just a simple tux. It was like flared pants and like a purplish blue jacket, and I kind of really liked it.
See the flared pants.
I know, that's the first thing I noticed, and I'm like, I kind of like that, sir. He kind of killed it with that.
I will also like say another cast that I think always eats. The cast of Squid Games.
Oh yes.
I'm going to be so bad at pronouncing her name. Jung Ho Young.
I did really like that one.
Is it Tweed? Like really it's Tweed, right? Ones.
I think so.
Yeah, I'm good for simple.
I like Zendaya's too for that reason.
I feel like Zendaya usually goes pretty simple for red carpets, but like she looks the best.
Yeah.
I also didn't like hate Sydney Sweeney.
See, I'm not always a fan of Zendaya's red carpet looks. Like sometimes there's always like one thing about it that throws me, but this one I actually really like all of it.
Very simple.
Like when she wore that like highlighter yellow dress or whatever, I forget which one it was too. You'd know it if you saw it. I loved it. I hated that the front had a cutout when it should have been in the back.
Well, if we're going on cutouts right now, Julie Garner's dress did not need a cutout.
She's on mine. And I literally said I hate the cutout. You were going to say Sydney Sweeney. I didn't like the back. I said it's not terrible. I just hate the big puff in the back.
Yeah.
I also said Chrissy Teigen. Her dress reminded me of the Kim Kardashian dress that made her look like a couch. So I was not a fan of that one. Also, Kerry Washington kind of let me down, and she always looks good.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of hers.
Also, I'm so sorry, Connie Britton.
Wait, I was literally... So, if she wasn't wearing the cape, I think it'd be
Do we have, like, the same list?
No, I don't think so.
Also, I just put Sarah Paulson's.
Oh, Sarah Paulson's was so bad.
It was very bad.
She was, like, the first one that I saw, and I was like, ooh.
I forget who some of these people are that I put down, so I have to actually re-look them up. I'm just seeing who's on my bad list at the moment.
I feel bad for putting older people on there.
I know. Okay, so this one, I want to like it so bad. Oh, my God, she's from Ted Lasso. I'm so sorry, girl.
Wait, the directing one?
No, it's the therapist.
Okay, that shoulder thing really threw me off.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. I think she looks gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
The hair is great, you know, all of it's great. The color looks great on her. Mm-hmm. It looks so stiff and itchy.
Fair.
And the shape just looks very weird. Like, it almost looks like it doesn't even fit her.
Okay.
And I don't like that. I didn't even realize that was her until right now, because I was just looking through, like, the thing and just looking at the dresses really quick while I made this list. Who are you and why are you on my list?
Ariana DeBose. I couldn't tell if I liked it or I hated it. If it was, there were some times where, depending on the picture.
It kind of reminded me of prom a little bit.
Okay.
I also did not like Elle Fanning's. Yeah. Get rid of the cape. Around the waist, and I don't think it would be that bad. But it looks very, like, 2000s. And not in a good way.
No.
I really liked Quinta Brunson's, though.
Oh my god, I was just about to mention hers because
I love
think it looks so good on her.
I think it's so pretty. She's Abbott Elementary.
Correct? Yes.
I think most of them looked pretty good.
They did. Kaylee Cuoco.
I was just going to say, I didn't like hers.
If it didn't have if it had less flowers, I think it would have been a little bit better.
I was going to say if it wasn't a high-low.
Okay, that's fair as well.
I think if it went to the floor, I would like it a lot better.
Okay, I can see that. Wait, Tracy Thomas.
Who?
Tracy Thomas.
I also didn't like Amy Sherman-Palladino's, but I don't even know why she was really there, unless she wrote something. But she's the writer of Gilmore Girls, so I kind of just have, like, a bit against her in general. But they looked not good.
Fair.
I'm sorry. She looked like she was going to a funeral or to Dance in the Rain. It was one of the two. I think that's all for my worst. But who else do I have? I feel like I had a couple more on my best. Maybe I didn't. Oh, Gina Davis.
Of course.
It's Gina Davis. I wish... I don't love the color.
Yeah.
It was a lot, but she looked great, so...
Oh, Angela Bassett looked good.
Angela Bassett always looks good.
She does. Wait, there's this one other girl, and I don't know where she's from. Oh, Amy Poehler.
I liked hers. I did say for Angela Bassett, I love the color on her. I just wish the waistline went a little higher.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. And I wish it went, the dress in general was longer, so then it would look like it flowed better, but that's just me being picky. And pretending I have a fashion degree.
Also...
Oh, I also said Rachel Brosnahan, but now I can't remember what she looked like.
No, hers was bad. This girl, Caitlin Dever, I don't know where she's from. I really liked her. Just simple red.
I do like that one. Simple no, red. I liked this one. I thought that one was fun. No. I don't like the hair. But I like the dress. I like
weird. Okay, I just realized Selena's not on this list, and I didn't think Selena looked bad either.
Did Selena go?
Yeah.
Okay, that list did not give us everybody then. That's a problem. Oh, I like that.
It's very elegant.
It's good. It's kind of like the 20s a little bit.
Yeah.
I like it. I don't think I have anyone else on there, but then again, apparently I missed a lot of people.
I'm looking at the best and worst dress of the Emmys.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
So I trust Cosmo. Yeah, I'll trust Cosmo.
Oh, we always trust Cosmo.
Wait, okay.
I actually kind of really liked Kenan Thompson's as well.
He didn't look bad.
I liked how he, like, kind of incorporated all the purple. I'll do the cut and see what they...
I liked Lizzo's as well. I mean, Lizzo always goes big. But...
Did I see Lizzo's? I'm pretty sure I did.
It was unfair, though, that they put Lizzo in the back. And Lizzo won an award. And they had to carry her dress to the stage.
Stop! Wait, no, I did see hers. Because it was very fluffy.
Yes.
She always goes fluffy. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Amanda's Seyfried?
If she didn't have the tulle, it would be better.
Yeah. Also, I feel like it's very plain.
It is. Which is
fun. It looked really pretty in, like, a dark, like, turquoise.
Ooh, yeah.
Is that all you're gonna give me? Cool. What did you think of Jennifer Coolidge?
Oh my god, she wasn't on that list either.
I know, and I just forgot about her, but I love her. I'm glad she's having, like, her moment.
She fucking
also did it. Not like Laverne Cox's. And yeah. Normally she looks great.
That was a poor choice.
This looks like Madonna.
Yeah.
And not in a good way.
Definitely not.
I wasn't crazy about Cheryl Lee Ralph's. I really liked the hair. I didn't love the dress.
Oh, I got it. I know it was, like, orange underneath, and...
I don't know.
I just wish she could have done more.
Cut. I don't really like the cut on the thigh.
It's a very poor image.
It really is. Like, and that's, like, every single picture I've seen of her, it's not a good angle at all. Which I feel like doesn't help.
Yeah. Yeah. All these are not... I don't hate it. I wish it was a little bit more. But you know what? Out of the older women, the Emmys, I think she looked one of the best.
Absolutely. I also didn't mind Alexandra Daddario's.
Me either.
Just very plain.
I also feel like she chooses very booby dresses. Even though her boobs are not, like, out.
Yeah.
You could still see them.
They're always there. Pretty sure I saw a nip.
Yes.
Which, I mean, like, good for you. You got them. Yeah, see, I love Angela Bassett's, but, like, I wish it was longer.
Fair.
Angela Bassett, I love her. Ooh, I like Vanessa Byers.
I don't think I saw it.
It's very simple.
Oh, it's not bad.
SNL.
Yes.
That isn't what she's there for, but that's what I know her from. I know we don't really care for Kate McKinnon, but I love a good suit moment on a girl.
We do.
Yeah. It's a power move. Oh, I did not see this one. I love it.
Ooh, yes.
I like that.
So do Rhea I.
Rhea Seehorn? From Better Call Saul. I really like that. Christina's is not that bad, but for some reason the way she's posing in it is just really killing me every single time.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what is it with the men in the flared pants? I like it.
They're having their moment.
I love it. You love to see it. Oh, Seth Rogen rocked a white tux, too. A lot of white tuxes, actually.
I forgot that Seth Rogen, was in Pam and Tommy, and that's why he was there.
Yeah, Kerry Washington's was just not good.
Mm-mm.
Like, there is not one thing about it that makes any sense. It looks like she just, like, walked into the nearest door, grabbed the first dress she saw, tossed her hair up, put on some tights, and walked in.
Yeah.
Ugh, Sandra looked so good. Molly Shannon's I didn't hate, but I don't love it.
No.
There's a lot of, like, the weird waist cross thing, I noticed.
Yeah, this year. Mm-hmm.
And I don't like how low it always sits. Yeah, Hannah's the best dressed. I'm sorry to everybody else, but once Hannah showed up, you should have walked off.
For real.
Oh, I like this girl's.
Okay, I finally found the other woman from just...
I like this girl's.
Yes, that looked good. This is the girl that played Taisha. Adult Taisha. Just very simple.
Oh, and I like that.
There's, like, the lace on the side. Like, I like this.
Mm-hmm. Oops, sorry.
Stunner.
RuPaul looked like RuPaul. So I can't really say anything about his outfit because he's RuPaul. So.
Yeah. We love you, RuPaul.
Oh, yeah. You can do no wrong. Shonda Rhimes looked great. It's a plain black dress. I like Laura Linney's. I'm sorry. Oh, that just kicked me out. And I was at a very bad one. I'm trying to be a hater.
If I knew where all the Emmys after party looks were, I totally would judge them too.
Yes, the after party looks are something else. Yeah, I think that was the majority of them though, because everything else is kind of
simple.
Yeah. Yeah. All in all, it wasn't the best carpet, but it was not as bad as there has been.
Yeah. There were not many bold choices, which is okay.
No. Yeah.
It wasn't like the Met Gala, where I was expecting crazy.
I think we need to cover the Met Gala next time.
Yes, we do.
I think we were going to, and then we didn't. For whatever reason.
The first Monday in May. It's probably because I was working the Met Gala.
Probably. Now on to the less exciting part.
We're still exciting.
They're still exciting, but the red carpet's the best part.
Yeah. The actual awards.
Yeah. So I made us a list of all of the nominees and winners. Do we just read them off and talk about it?
I don't know. So, like, I like my teammate, but I'm not watching every single show that's nominated.
I've always said I wanted to watch every single Oscar-nominated Best Picture, but some of them are boring and not interesting to me. And that's how I feel about some of these.
Fair. I don't think I was, like, upset about any winners.
No. I think there are some that were surprising, though.
I have to get to my dog. Hold on. I forgot
where it's okay. I can just bring up the ones that surprised me when I get there.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Gina Davis got an award.
For being Gina Davis. I had no idea that she had.
Yeah. Oh, you did get the Hocus Pocus shirt. Sorry, I just noticed that. I like it.
Thank you. My cousin's wife made it.
Oh, I didn't see any of the Hocus Pocus stuff when I was at the store the other day.
Okay.
Although I was at Sandy Fetchers. Anyway, Gina Davis got an award for basically being Gina Davis. As she should. And every single man ran up to her to offer her a hand up onto the stage. And, like, same.
I love how one of them was Martin Short, who is literally half the size of Gina Davis.
Yeah. Gina Davis is fucking tall.
She's huge. Yeah.
She is a mountain of a woman, and I'm into it. Also, Susan didn't go last night, did she?
I don't think Susan was nominated for anything, but yeah.
She still should have gone. Because Susan just needs to leave her house right now. We want to see her. The newest bi icon in Hollywood. You'll love to see it. Came out of nowhere, but
literally. Was that something that we were all supposed to know?
I don't know. Apparently, I feel like people, there were hints.
Yeah. But now. I mean, what kind of straight person would be in Rocky Horror? So, like, I shouldn't be shocked.
Fair. She really should have been there last night, though, because, like, her girlfriend was getting an award, so.
I know.
Shame. Not to ship real-life people, but.
People.
My Thelma and my Louise, man. On to the other awards. I don't know if this is, like, an order of how they started this, but...
It's not.
Okay, so this is just the order that I got from a site.
Okay.
So, for drama series Succession 1, which I don't
Go ahead. Your end is how they started.
All right, so let's just start there.
Okay.
Never mind, we didn't talk about the drama series. Just shut up. I feel like this is still out of order. Oh, whoa. Lead actor in a limited or anthology series or movie, Michael Keaton won for Dope Sick.
Do you know what Dope Sick is about?
No.
Okay, so Dope Sick is, let me get this correct.
The only ones I've heard of from here are Scenes from a Marriage, The Staircase, and Pam and Tommy.
Okay, I feel like Scenes from a Marriage.
And I only watched one of those. I'm kind of surprised that didn't.
Years ago.
Yeah. Were they even there?
Oscar? I don't think so.
It's also hard because I feel like a lot of celebrities right now are in Toronto for TIFF.
That is true as well.
Because Sadie's in Toronto right now. I believe Finn is also in Toronto.
Yeah.
Ethan Hawke is in Toronto. So, like, a lot of the big names. Maybe they weren't, like, nominated, but still.
Boy, okay, thank you. I had to make sure I got the right, correct drug. So dopamine is about basically the when opioids just started coming out and they didn't know they were addictive. And I think Michael Keaton's character is the one who is doing the research that, like, they have to get these banned because they are addicted drugs.
Okay.
So that's what all of this is about.
Carol,
just read the premise.
Funny because he's Beetlejuice.
Right? Okay, so it's when OxyContin hit the market.
Okay.
And OxyContin was not anything like what it is. Well, it is what it is now,
yeah,
but not as hard to get as it is now. And this is the process of getting it. Because they didn't want to take it off the market, but obviously Michael Keaton character did. So that's what Dope Sex is about.
Okay.
I don't know what Station 11 is.
I don't know either.
Actually, you know what? Nate should watch this. Because I wanted to watch it when she said she watched it.
She really does just give a lot of recommendations that I say I'm going to watch and then I don't.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I feel like she's the type of person who just kind of watches everything. And I am not.
Oh. I just looked up the premise of it. 20 years after a flu pandemic resulted in the collapse of civilization, a group of survivors who make their living as traveling performers encounter a violent cult led by a man whose past is unknowingly linked to a member of the troupe.
Kind of sounds good.
It does sound good.
Interesting.
Yes. So out of these, I mean, I only saw, and I never finished, Under the Banner of Heaven and The Staircase.
I've only seen The Staircase.
I meant to
watch Pam and Tommy, and then I just never did. However, Pam and Tommy definitely deserves awards for makeup.
Yeah.
Because I'm still baffled by that, but I haven't watched the actual
show.
And also Colin Firth was...
Okay.
Just Colin Firth.
Yeah, I didn't think he was anything groundbreaking.
He was playing a gay man. He's doing what he does all the time.
Fair.
He's gay in everything.
He really is.
Even if he isn't, like, explicitly gay in everything, he's playing that character gay.
Yes.
And we love him for it.
Yeah, and Andrew Garfield was definitely good in Under the Banner of Heaven. He played a Mormon detective.
Interesting. Oh, I do remember you watching this.
Yeah. I never finished it, though, because it got really a lot. But honestly, good for Michael Keaton for winning.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never watched it.
He's 71. Good for him. I just looked him up.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, and he looks great.
He's not in his, like, lower 60s?
No, he's 71. He
good
looks great.
Good for him. Good for him.
Supporting actor in a limited or anthology series or movie, and Murray Bartlett won for The White Lotus. This is where I was confused, because you said you didn't like White Lotus, and it did really well.
It did.
So so I guess that kind of surprised me, but I haven't seen it, so I can't really fully comment on that.
I went into The White Lotus, I think I touched on this, I thought it was a comedy series. It's a dark comedy series. So going into watching the show and having that, like, in my mind.
Yeah.
Two totally different things.
You know what? That's how I feel about The X-Files, because I was promised aliens and I haven't gotten aliens.
Okay. That's
so
fair.
You know what? My expectations are high and I get
I will say he was fabulous in it. He plays the, So White Lotus takes place in, like, a resort, and it's basically, like, for the rich people, and he plays, like, the manager of the hotel, so he has to deal with all these people, and
I'm looking him up.
I saw his dick. He had a sex scene. I don't even remember. But he...
Oh, he's cute.
He is very cute.
Kind of cute. Adding the White Lotus to my list.
I don't think you'll... It's, like, iffy.
Yeah.
They are getting a second season, so I will be watching that. I don't think it's supposed to be... It's not connected to the first season, but Jennifer Coolidge is also in the second season, so... Oh,
we love her. We'll talk about her.
Yes.
Queen.
So...
Glad she's having a moment. I can't
picture who Jack Lacey is. Hold on. I gotta look up the other cast of White Lotus.
Steve Zahn was also in it.
He's the one that I'm thinking of. Jack Lacey. His character is fucking annoying, so I'm glad he don't win. Steven Zahn.
He's the one I told you is in that movie with Winona. And he plays Phoebe's gay ice dancer husband in Friends.
Yes, he does. Yep. Out of the three men from the White Lotus, Murray should have won.
Okay.
Both Jake and Steve were great, but Murray was like the, I'm surprised he was supporting. I would have thought he was leading, but I guess with all the storylines, you can't really have a leading actor.
Fair.
But he felt the most prominent in the show, so glad he won.
Again, haven't seen any of the other ones to comment on.
I love how it's basically just Dope Sick and White Lotus, yeah, and then Seth Rogen.
I don't even know who Seth Rogen was in that.
He's the one that got...
Yeah, he was like the sex tape distributor? Filmer?
No, I think he's the one that stole it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then... We move on to supporting actor in a drama series, and this is where we might actually know some stuff. You know one thing.
I know one thing.
Winner was Matthew McFadden.
Matthew
McFadden, Succession. That isn't really surprising. Succession kind of swept
everything.
Yeah. Who is Billy Crudup? From the morning show.
In the second season, he runs the morning show.
Okay.
It's the one where I know you don't watch the morning show, but if you know the drama of the morning show.
Is it Corey?
He confessed his feelings to Bradley.
Okay.
At the end of the second season. And yeah, I don't think he was... I'm not surprised he didn't. Like, I didn't think his performance was, like, Emmy-worthy, so.
Yeah. So, I didn't actually watch Squid Game, like, properly. I watched it through, like, a commentary track where, like, it's your internet mom, Ash, is the YouTube channel, and she was watching and giving her commentary on it, so I kind of watched it through her.
Okay.
So I know everything that happened. I know all the characters. And I'm actually very surprised that one of them didn't take it home. Because, like, even just watching that without actually watching it myself, like, it made me emotional. And that was without actually seeing, like, a full episode of context. So, like...
So I have zero idea what Squid Game is about. And I think I want to keep it that way. I've just, like...
You should watch
it. Zero idea.
You should watch it.
I mean, like, I know it's a game, and, like, people die, and, like, it's for money and stuff like that. Other than that, I know nothing.
It's interesting.
Which it's I know I'm so wrong. Like, I know there's so much more to it.
There is a lot more.
But, like, I like not knowing.
But, yeah, that doesn't surprise me that Succession won. But I did honestly think that Squid Game might have had a better chance, but...
Yeah.
Then again, I think they might have won in a different
category. Yeah, they did. Even for Severance, I've heard just, like, a lot of good things about it. I don't think they won any awards, actually. But whenever it premiered, like, I saw a lot about it, and people said to watch it, and it was on my watch list, and I still haven't watched it. So, one day I'll get around to it.
One day. Supporting actress in a drama series was Julia Garner for Ozark. This doesn't surprise me. I've never actually watched Ozark, but I've heard literally amazing things about it.
Yeah, and this, I think this is her first Emmy.
I think she's very young. She's only 28.
I don't know if she's been nominated before. But
I don't think so.
I mean, she was a TikTok meme for a while.
For what?
Or her sound. If the Kill Me. What is it? It's, I don't remember the first part, but you're gonna have to kill me! And, like, that's
okay.
And that's from Ozark.
I do kind of want to watch Ozark.
Oh my god, no. She's a 3-time Emmy winner.
Good for her. Is it all for Ozark?
Yeah, she just didn't win last year.
Okay, apparently I need to watch Ozark. I also love Laura Linney.
I've heard,
and obviously, Jason
Ozark
Bateman
is one of the shows that constantly gets recommended to me, especially by patients at work. But
I,
like,
don't think
I
I've ever heard a bad thing about it, actually.
No, I just don't think I can get into it.
I don't think, is it like a drug show, is it not?
I think it is.
Hang on, I'm looking this up. I have an 87% match with it.
Yeah.
A financial advisor drags his family from Chicago to the Missouri Ozarks, where he must launder $500 million in 5 years to appease a drug boss. It doesn't really sound like my kind of movie show.
Definitely not, but
I don't know, maybe one day. Christina was nominated here, though.
I thought Christina's great in Yellow Jackets. Misty is fucking batshit crazy.
Insane. You know what? Christina Ricci just has such range.
She does.
She runs around with a pumpkin on her head in Mermaids. Then she goes and plays Wednesday Addams. And now she's playing a crazy person.
We love it.
You love to see it, really.
We do. We all do.
Slightly, and then Sydney Sweeney.
Slightly shocked Sydney didn't win it.
Yeah.
Especially, well, we'll talk more about Zendaya later.
Yeah. Sydney was a meme. I mean, even when I was coming to visit you, every single time we passed by something, we'd be like, Oklahoma?
Yeah, so true.
So.
Oh my god, Euphoria premiered in the beginning of the year.
I know. This year has just flown by.
Oh my god. Ugh. But no, really thought Sydney was going to win. And then, obviously, Succession's in there.
Do you really want to feel like this year flew by? 3 months and a day ago.
I know.
I was on a plane home.
I know. I was thinking about that the other day.
It's disgusting.
And then there's also the Women of Succession. And do you know what Sarah Snook looks like? Oh my god, she wasn't in that thing either.
Okay, so... Is it bad that I, for some reason, just kept thinking of her as one of the Riverdale writers? She looks like her. And I can't, maybe not a Riverdale writer, hold on. Maybe, I think they're both named Sarah. Maybe that is what.
She actually won an Emmy last year. No, did she? I thought she did. Or was it a Golden Globe? She won something.
Something. Oh my gosh, I cannot remember this girl's name.
Name Shiv. In the series. Name Shiv.
Sarah Schechter. Schechter? Keep thinking it was her. And I was like, why is she getting, like, fan pages made about her? Like,
oh, no.
She wrote Riverdale, you all hate that show. It's not the same person.
No, it's not.
You can't name people the same things. I will get confused.
So she won a Golden Globe, a Screen Actor, and a Critics' Choice for her character in Succession, but has not won an Emmy yet. So that's another shocking thing.
Dang.
Yeah.
Also, Squid Game feels like it was last year, so, like, it doesn't feel like they should be in this, but I think it was this year.
I believe it was last year, but it was right at the start of when the Emmys were. Like, the Emmys might have just happened, and then Squid Game came out. Yeah.
I think they definitely, I think they would have done a lot better had they have come out this year or in time for last year's Emmys, because I think all the hype for it has really died down.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Where are we? Sorry, go ahead.
No, just about Better Call Saul. I saw something today that they've been nominated for 46 times. Emmys and have not won a single one.
And that's another show I've heard really good things about.
Yeah. Was it Alex
At this
Galvin?
Point, give them an honorary.
For real. Especially because it's like a spinoff of Breaking Bad, and Breaking Bad was so well.
And also, spinoffs normally don't always do that well. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. Alex Albin said that if they don't win Emmys next year for their performance, because their final season either just finished or it's still going on.
I think it might have just finished.
Just finished? Okay. So maybe next year will be their year. Hopefully. I mean, Schitt's Creek's their last year was their year, so you never know.
That was a time. I still go back and watch those.
Yes, it was.
But supporting actress in a comedy series went to Cheryl Lee Ralph for Abbott Elementary, which none of us have seen.
Oh, no, I watched it. I binged it in one day last week.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I literally binged it in one day because I needed a breakup between ER and SVU. And
right,
this
give me
was
your
it.
Thoughts.
It's funny. It really is. Okay. It feels very office-y. And, you know, I don't like The Office.
Okay.
But I think, no, this is actually probably more real life than The Office, because it's about, they work in an underprivileged school in Philly. So, like, they hit on, like, those underprivileged kind of storylines a little bit, where, like, they have to fund for themselves, which, like, is a real life thing. So I think I like that aspect as well. And it's just a very dry sense of humor, too, where it's, like, I'm not sitting out, like, bursting out laughing watching it, but, like, I will chuckle at the stuff that they say. And for it to be a predominantly Black cast, which is amazing. We'll touch on the outstanding comedy series later, because once they get their first full season airs next week, and I think next year at the Emmys they can have a possibility of winning outstanding comedy series.
Now here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're the only one I trust with recommendations, would I like it? I'm very picky about comedies.
It's just like it's an easy watch. Like, I don't think you necessarily have to like fully pay attention to it. Like, if you want like a background show, but like catch yourself watching it, like I feel like it's a good one. Okay. I do love all the characters though. Like, there's not a bad one. Even their principal, who's literally fucking shit, like, she doesn't do anything, which makes
it
so
Chessie,
funny.
Correct?
Yes, and she plays a tough girl. It very much reminds me of Chessie a little bit, but adding, like, the South Philly, like, toughness to her. So, give it a watch. I think you would like it. And Miss Cheryl Lee very much deserved this Emmy because she's so good.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
And for that, if Miss Hannah Waddingham did not win that Emmy, I am glad it's Cheryl Lee. And her reaction just made it 1,000 times better. And her speech was just so good.
I did hear her speech was really good. I just haven't gotten around to watching it yet.
Oh my god, she started singing Diana Ross.
I love that.
Yeah, but it was very, like, inspiring. She was like, if I'm the product of following your dreams, like, if I gave up, like, it would not have led me to here. So, like, just keep pushing. She's like, I love you.
That's cute.
Yeah. I think you definitely should give it a try, though.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the rest of these nominees. Why is Kate McKinnon in here for Saturday Night Live? That doesn't feel like it fits the same kind of thing.
No, it's
like, I guess it is a comedy, but like it doesn't feel like it's a comedy series. When I hear that, I think a scripted thing, and I guess it's kind of scripted, but
yeah. we know how I feel about SNL and Kim McKinnon.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to say anything.
But supporting actor in a comedy series, this is where we should be phoning Izzy in. Because Brett Goldstein won for Ted Lasso. I'm very upset my boy Taheeb didn't win, but it's fine. Brett can take it.
I just, Sam, I know you love Taheeb. I wish they gave him more funny stuff. I think that's what's lacking.
Right. Like, and he didn't deserve it, admittedly. Like, he didn't have enough. Like, he does. Like, he's very good. But he didn't have enough content. But.
Even, like, Nick. Yeah. Like, his character was not funny this year.
No. They ruined him.
Yeah, they really did.
And they're going to try to give me an arc for him next season. And I just.
Mm-hmm.
Not here for it.
I do. I love Tyler James Williams in Abbott Elementary as well. They need to give him more, though.
Okay.
They give him more. Next year, I think, could be his year.
Okay.
He's still very great. But I think Brett Goldstein was a little bit better.
Okay.
Also, Barry, I feel like, has been on for years. Have they ever won an award?
I don't know, but apparently it's incredible.
Really?
Apparently.
I don't like Bill, so I'm not watching it.
I think he's kind of funny. Hang on, I can't remember what it's about. I feel like there was a reason I didn't watch it. Maybe there isn't. Okay, yeah, I don't remember why I didn't watch this. After following his intended target to an acting class, a hitman finds himself intrigued and decides to become an actor and change his life.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Yeah. But I've heard, like, really good things about it.
Yeah, I have.
Especially because I think Bill Hader directed...
He might have directed, wrote it, did everything.
I think he did.
It.
I think he did everything. So people were like, he should have gotten something. Yes. Do we care to talk about the sketch? Okay. We're skipping the talk shows and all that. I don't care about that.
I will say, like, John Oliver has probably won this award every single year.
He deserves it, though.
I've never seen his show.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen him. Hang on. I have to...
Also, the fact that Jimmy Kimmel's nominated...
Wait, no, I haven't watched his. Who am I thinking of? Okay, it isn't John Oliver that I've watched.
Okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. Oh, I'm thinking Stephen Colbert.
Okay, Stephen Colbert.
I don't know. I like his.
I like his, too. He's, I think...
And they said none for Jimmy Fallon.
I know.
And good for them.
You don't like Jimmy Fallon? Do you like Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes.
I hate Jimmy Kimmel.
Really?
Can't stand him.
I didn't like him last night, but...
No, I hate Jimmy Kimmel. Also, why isn't Mr. James Corden nominated?
Right, right. Give it all the awards, James Corden.
For real.
But supporting actors in a limited or anthology series or movie went to the Queen, Jennifer Coolidge, for The White Lotus. Deserve.
As a show. Like, a meme.
Like, no words, just... Her. The fact that when she started dancing when they tried to play her off.
Okay. I want to talk about this. Who do they decide to play off, and who do they decide not to? Because there's so many that they definitely let go over, and then there's some that they let just played off. I don't fucking care about my local news. Let that like an hour last another hour. What's the difference?
Also, just, like, cut out bits that don't need to be there and let
them... Cut out the commercials.
That, too. But, like, cut out bits that really don't need to be there. Cut out a lot of, like, hosting gags and stuff and just give people... Like, this isn't about the hosts and stuff. This is about the awards.
Yeah.
Let them have their moment, Jesus.
For real.
But literally everybody in that, except for two, are from The White Lotus, so...
Wait, let me think about... Connie. No, out of all of them, Jennifer should have won. Sweeney didn't have a big enough role to, I think, be nominated.
Okay.
But it's fine. I can't speak anything bad about Mare because she's married to Anthony Edwards and I love that man.
Really?
Yeah.
I know that.
Natasha Rothwell's character had a lot to do with Jennifer Coolidge. So, one of them. I felt like was good to win. Once again, never seen Dope Sick. Alexandra's character. She was good too. She played Jake's wife, whatever, Jake Locke.
He was nominated.
Yeah, Lacey. Thank you. She played his wife, and Molly Shannon played her mother-in-law. Shannon should be nominated, even though she was on two
episodes. I love her.
So good.
I feel like she never gets the praise she deserves.
No, she is.
She's very funny.
She is. She's a little annoying, but she's funny. I'll give it to her.
Lead actress in a limited or anthology series or movie went to Amanda Seyfried, The Dropout. This is her first Emmy, I believe.
I believe it is as well, and good for her.
I mean, like, I wanted Tony, but it's fine. I'll take Amanda. Listen, Tony did not throw herself downstairs like 8 times during that show for her to not win.
She's okay.
She was great. Shut up. I also just wanted her to be there, and she didn't come. To be fair, though, you know, I feel like maybe she should have been a supporting actress because, yes, she was, like, I don't want to say the victim, but she was.
Yeah.
So she didn't really have as much screen time as the other people did.
Yeah, she didn't.
So she should have definitely been a supporting actress, but I'm glad to see her get a nom. So she does get more screen time towards the end of the show, and I think she does really well there, but even as a fan, I can say there wasn't enough content there for her to really get a thing.
Yeah.
I'm upset, though. But yeah, I didn't watch The Dropout, but I heard it's really good.
The Dropout was once, like, another pharmaceutical thing, I think.
I think so.
But one of my patients actually recommended to watch The Dropout, and I just never did. which, these are all... Did you see Mindy Kaling and Ben Novak's comment?
No.
They basically called everyone at the Emmys lazy for only being in 8-episode shows when they had to work 22-episode shows and could not get any other projects.
She's not wrong.
I know. I know. I mean, definitely scripted, but, like, so right. So right.
Yeah.
So that gives me literally zero excuse to not watch any of these shows, because it could, if I have nothing to do in a 24-hour day, I could watch one of these shows in a day.
That's fair.
I
don't really care to talk about, like, the other, like, random ones, like reality shows and stuff, but, like, Lizzo won. And it's Lizzo.
She should.
We love Lizzo.
Lizzo just deserves the world.
It's so weird, just the range of these nominees, though. You have Lizzo, you have The Amazing Race, Nailed It, RuPaul's Drag Race, Top Chef, and The Voice.
First off, I don't even know what Lizzo's show is, and I feel so bad for saying that.
I know, I'm sorry. I haven't watched it either.
I didn't even know she had a show. But I'm glad she did, and I'm glad that she has an Emmy, and people want her to have an EGOT, and I think she should write a musical, so... Oh, it's on Amazon Prime, that's why.
Okay.
Oh, it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Good for her.
Oh, good. I love that.
Oh, that's cute. Okay, it's a reality television series in which 13 women compete to be dancers for Lizzo.
Oh, that's cute.
It is. I don't really care for, like, I don't really watch the Grammys as much as I love country music. I don't watch the CMAs because I don't really care
about music. No, because they suck now.
They do. And I just don't care for, like, singers. Like, they all have, singers have the worst dramas ever. But yeah. Lizzo is the only one I will follow.
Lizzo is so cute. She's just on there, like, firing the rumor that she's having Chris Evans' baby. And, like, she's just everything.
She really is.
Directing for a limited or anthology series or movie went to Mike White for The White Lotus. Are you sensing a theme?
Can we just talk
about that? While we're also on the topic, though, he also won for writing for a limited anthology series or movie.
And won for best anthology series.
Jesus.
But do you know who Mike White is?
No.
Ned Schneebly from School of Rock. It makes it better.
It really does.
And I just love that Nitch Neeble is a 3-time Emmy winner and just got a fucking sweep at the Emmys.
Oh, that is so funny. I didn't know that.
Apparently, he was also on Survivor. He mentioned it in his second Emmy speech.
This other thing, you know how it says, like, people also ask, like, when you look up stuff? Yeah. They said, what movies did Mike from Survivor make?
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's funny. I don't really think there's anything to talk about. I didn't watch any of the other ones.
No, so. Neither did I.
Okay.
I heard The Maid was very good, though.
I have heard that, too.
And I also thought it was a movie, so.
Me too. I don't think we need to talk about Variety Special, because I don't think we've watched any of those.
Nope.
Lead actor in a comedy series. Women for Jason Sudeikis.
My husband.
Deserved. Mm-hmm. Deserved. That's our boy.
I do just want Steve Martin and Martin Short to win.
I know. It's okay.
I'm honestly, Martin Short deserves. Oh, no. I forgot this is for the first season and not the second season, right? I think I'm right. Second season of Only Murders in the Building, Martin Short better win. Martin Short was fucking hilarious in the second season. Even Steve Martin was. Their dynamic in the second season was so good. I will say, it is a little wrong that Selena has not been nominated for her role. But yeah,
I'm kind of surprised I don't ever see her on these.
Maybe second season? Maybe. But, Jason.
You know, is this season 2 of Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
He deserved it.
He did.
He deserves that award. He gave his whole sudsy to this.
He did.
He gave it all. You know what? Jason Sudeikis just deserves the world.
He does. I will give it to him. I will, like, hand deliver it to him.
On a silver platter.
Yes.
He deserves it.
Well, bummer.
Writing for a comedy series went to Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary. I love that she is... Is she one of the cast members, too?
Yeah, she's one of the teachers, yeah.
Good for her.
Okay, wait. Do you know, first off, didn't know she worked for BuzzFeed, and apparently there's drama behind that, so I have to go watch a video on that.
There's always drama with BuzzFeed.
Right. But do you remember the video of the man at the movie theater who's, like, ordering, like, large popcorns and, like, kind of a large Coke, extra large popcorn, and she's like, ooh, he got money! Do you remember that meme?
No.
Because she's the girl in that meme, and I didn't know that. I'm going to send you this meme.
Okay.
But I'm, once again, a little biased because no weddings and a funeral is my comfort.
I know.
Episode.
I'm very
But.
Okay, I haven't seen the pilot, so I can't say anything, but, like.
Watch the pilot.
Yeah, No Weddings and a Funeral was really, really good.
It's good. I'm glad I won for directing.
It deserved an Emmy purely. Oh, wait, no, I guess that would be directing then.
Directing, yes, it would
be. Okay, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
What We Do in the Shadows got nominated twice.
I always see stuff for that. I never know what it's about.
I thought it was, like, a teen, like, vampire show. I'm assuming it's not.
Yeah, I really don't know.
Do we want to talk about how Jimmy Kimmel just laid on the floor while she was giving her speech?
Yes. Oh, my God. So fucking annoying. This is
that
why
was
I hate Jimmy
kind
Kimmel,
of a dick
Jimmy
move.
Kimmel thinks he's fucking funny, and he's really not.
That's why I hate Jimmy Fallon.
I don't think Jimmy Fallon's funny. I just think he's adorable.
Okay, he's cute, but, like, I hate how fake he is. That's what bothers me about him.
Okay.
He does have really good games and stuff he plays.
He does.
I'll give him that. But yeah, no, that was a really dick move.
It was.
I get it was a whole gag, but leave once the person.
I don't even get the gag. What was the point?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was stupid. No, he should have moved the second that she came to collect her award. And I know she's saying it doesn't bother her, but, like,
he said, like, give it a day and it might.
Yeah.
And she's on Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night, so.
Like, I know we can't say, like, for her.
Yeah.
But, like, he just shouldn't have done that.
No.
I don't care who it is. I don't even care if it was, like, his best friend. Like, you don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, that's someone's Emmy. You don't steal that moment from them. Because that's all the people we're probably paying attention to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately.
And especially because it's her first Emmy, too. And, like, that's, like, yeah. a moment that she also, wants to remember.
The fact that she's in the cast.
Yeah.
Wrote it. And is a Black woman.
Yeah.
That's a really big moment.
Yeah, it is.
So, and it really sucks that.
No, we'll discuss that the history, what that was made last night at the Emmys at the end. Because someone made a video on it.
Directing for a drama series goes to, I'm so sorry, I'm going to butcher this name, Hwang Dong-hyuk for Squid Game, Red Light, Green Light. I believe that's the pilot episode. Maybe not. Maybe not.
Red light. Green light. Run fast, baby. Yeah.
Haven't seen, oh wait, no, sorry. I've also seen the Yellow Jackets pilot.
Which was phenomenal. Yeah. I still can't get over that Ben Stiller, like, wrote and directed Severance.
He also wrote and directed Reality Bites.
He's got weird stuff on his resume.
He really does. He has everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about that. I haven't actually watched the pilot properly of Squid Game, or whatever episode that is, so.
Oh, okay. I thought you said Yellow Jackets, and I was like, wait, what?
No, I've watched Yellow Jackets. I don't think that was maybe the episode that should have been sent in.
Nominated? Okay, no. That's fair.
I just feel like they're, like, the pilot's good, but maybe, mm-hmm. I feel like maybe the second episode, when you actually see, like, the plane crash and everything, like, I feel like that's more of a better one, but. Lead actress in a drama series went to Zendaya in Euphoria. Is this season two? Because I didn't finish season one, so I can't.
This is season two.
Do you think it was deserved?
I mean, I'm biased because I really wish Melanie won, and considering that she won the Critics' Choice, I thought she would have. I feel like Zendaya is the most deserving.
I think what bothered me about Euphoria is that I didn't feel like there was much difference with Zendaya's character. Like, I feel like it was a lot of the same. So I don't know what came second to, yeah.
Second season's a lot different. God damn, second season was so long ago.
I mean, definitely from the clips I've seen, like, she did phenomenal. She never.
Yeah, no, she did. I mean, that she has a one episode that's entirely
centered
around Rue, and I think, did she go to rehab in the first season?
Yes.
Again?
I think.
Because I think in the second season, she's trying to get clean again and then relapse again. And that's when she gets to that scary lady's house. Yeah, the second season's so far long. But, I mean, I've heard about Jodie Comer and Sandra Oh and Killing Eve. That show ended a while ago.
Was going to say that also ended in the worst possible way. They fumbled that bag so hard.
Yeah, I thought they, like, kissed and lived happily ever after.
They killed one of them. They had them kiss and then they killed her. So you wait for this slow burn to happen for, I think it was 4 seasons, and then they killed her off. And people are pissed, rightfully so.
Wait, which one did they kill off?
Jodie Comer. Spoilers for Killing Eve.
Why did they kill her?
I don't know. I just remember seeing that and I'm like, well, okay, I wanted to watch Killing Eve at some point, and now I really don't care to.
Oh my god, I'm so glad not knowing that, because I saw them, like, being kissing all cute, and I was like, oh my god, this is such a great ending, good for them.
It was a very cute kiss, too, but apparently they kill her, and I don't know how they kill her, I just know she dies, and people are pissed, which I get.
I would be, too. Yeah, Reese Witherspoon's nothing special on the morning show. I don't know You know, the morning show's good. I don't know why he's getting nominated for stuff, though. Like, it's a good watch. And once again, I've heard amazing things about Laura Linney and Ozark, so
yeah,
I think if anyone should have won, it probably would have been her next.
Yeah.
But
I feel like she's definitely won before, though.
Yes. Laura Linney's also been nominated for someone. She's definitely won awards, so she's good. She's good.
She's doing fine.
Yes.
She could buy the Emmys, honestly. Lead actress in a comedy series went to Jean Smart in Hacks, which I do want to watch.
I do want to watch, too. This is her second Emmy for her character in Hacks.
I thought it was new. Never mind.
No, it's only 2 seasons, and she's...
Oh, okay. I thought it only had 1. Seasons.
No.
Good for her.
You
love to see, like, an older woman win such a big award.
Yeah. I will say I would have loved to see Quinta win again.
Mm-hmm.
No, I guess she is the lead actress. It's so hard when it's such when like it's an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
I also did watch The Flight Attendant. I do love The Flight Attendant. She did. No, I think Kayleigh. Once again, I cannot compare it to Hacks, but this season. Is it Kayleigh? Kayleigh?
Quoco? I think it's Kayleigh.
Kayleigh? She did very well this season, and the whole storyline was very good. So, kind of upset she didn't win. But Jean Smart's cute, so I can deal with it.
I've heard really good things about Hacks, so it honestly isn't that surprising.
No.
I like to see it. So. Directing for a comedy series, though, goes to No Weddings and a Funeral and Deserved. Because if you have not watched it... First of all, what are you doing? Even if you don't think you'll like it, I didn't think I'd like it. I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my god, we're filming it on September 13th, too.
Stop. There is a scene where Rebecca is talking about her father.
Mm-hmm.
And Ted is talking about his father as well and how he committed suicide. And it is shot in a way so when Rebecca says something, it flips to Ted and he finishes out the sentence. And then it just keeps flipping perspectives like that. And it is incredible. Like, honestly, it might honestly be some of the best.
Ted Lasso won his Emmy for that episode alone.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's incredible.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
You got the word. Sorry,
I did. I think we did. I know you said before that you never heard of the Miss Pat show, but I decided to look it up, and it has 100% Rotten Tomato rating.
Dang.
It's on Bet Television, which is not like a normal. A regular broadcasting, like it's.
This is where people got mad actually about Bill Hader not winning because he was nominated for director. And to them, I say, I haven't seen Barry, but have you seen Ted Lasso?
Yeah.
Just that scene alone, I think, deserves it.
Yes.
I mean, props to Bill Hader for directing himself, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yeah, deserved. Is that where we get the Hannah and Jason look?
I don't know, but let me tell you, if you haven't seen that look, please go find it. I will retweet it. And please go tell me what you think that look means, because I have my things, but I'm not spreading rumors on the internet. I saw a little picture later on
in the night, and he had, like, a bit more messy hair. I'm like, someone take a walk to a broom closet? Well. Anyway. Writing for a drama series went to Jesse Armstrong for Succession.
Except for you, we haven't watched Succession, so
we I know, it's very hard to talk about some of these. Again, Yellow Jackets, don't really think that's... What was F Sharp? Okay, they have 2 Yellow Jackets on here. F Sharp.
Oh.
It's that one.
I didn't even realize that.
Me either, and I was about to say, oh, I don't... Maybe.
The one that should have been nominated?
Yep, it is. That should have been nominated for directing.
Yeah.
Maybe not writing. Because I think just the chaos of filming a plane crash.
That was very chaotic.
Yeah. I want to watch that again. Maybe I'll do that. Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about Succession because we haven't seen it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Lead actor in a drama series went to Lee Jung-jae, so sorry, from Squid Game. I have to look up who he
is. He plays the main guy.
Okay. I mean,
which apparently, I think he spoiled something for me, because he's not a good guy.
It's ambiguous. Okay. He's morally ambiguous.
Okay.
Surprised Jason Bateman didn't take this one home. Just from the buzz we've heard about Ozark. I think the main guy in Squid Game, I feel weird judging Squid Game off of just watching commentaries, but it was like 40-minute long episodes that I was watching of this girl talking about it, so I think I have a good enough thing. But he was fine. He isn't, like, I don't think he was the best one. So, I definitely think there were better mains. But I guess he is, like, the lead.
So, okay.
Yeah. Just surprising with how much buzz there's been about Ozark.
Yeah.
Limited or anthology series, one, the White Lotus one.
Which we've already talked about, and that's genuinely sweeping.
Yeah. Literally. Comedy series, though. Ted Lasso. As it should.
People were not happy about this.
Really?
People wanted Abbott Elementary to win. And like I said, I think next season, when they get their full 22-episode season, I definitely think it could. This season felt so short. It was only 13 episodes. That's how I binge watched.
Are they 20-minute episodes?
Day. Yeah. So, once again, I was thinking of the one show. I was like, when I mentioned about Mindy Kaling saying, like, that these people are lazy, I was like, what's the one show that's, like, they're not lazy? And it's Abbott Elementary. They're, like, the only one that's actually on network television.
Good for them.
Yeah. So.
So, like I said, I haven't seen Abbott Elementary, so I can't properly give my opinion. But I feel like if they were up against season one of Ted Lasso, it'd be different.
Yeah.
But season two of Ted Lasso just was kind of a masterpiece.
It was very good.
Season two also had, was that where Carol DeBells was?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So you can't beat it. Like,
oh, wait, I lied. Abbott Elementary is only getting 13 episodes? That's fucked up.
I think also people probably wanted Barry to win. Maybe I need to watch that. I don't know. But then our final one, drama series, Can You Guess It? Bet You Can't. Succession. That's not surprising, I don't think.
No. I mean,
it's just so weird seeing Stranger Things right there because, like,
forgot they were a thing, considering they were nominated for nothing.
Also, how are they eligible? It came out in June. It doesn't feel like that should be eligible.
I know. I think it literally just made the cutoff. So I'm trying to think when nominations were announced. I think July.
Okay. See, Volume 2 hadn't even come out. No, I guess it came out July 1st.
Yeah.
Love Stranger Things. Don't think it deserved to win Best Drama this year. I don't think it was the best season.
No.
Yellow Jackets, I think next year will be their year.
I hope so. Start Eating Women and, like, it might be.
Honestly, watch Yellow Jackets. It's very good.
When it comes out, we're covering it.
See, you are the only, of course, you are the only one I take show recommendations from. Even if it takes me a minute, I, like, always end up enjoying the things you recommend.
A minute?
A while. I always end up enjoying the things you recommend to me, so I only trust yours. I'm so sorry to anybody who's recommended stuff to me.
Okay, Sam recommended stuff to me, and I still don't watch it.
It's okay, because it's fine.
But, so, you take my recommendations, watch Abbott Elementary.
I shall. I'm accidentally rewatching Modern Family currently, so.
Girl.
I didn't mean to.
Oh,
I
no, was we'll have 22 episodes. Thank God. Okay.
Oh, good.
What else was I going to say? I definitely feel like I have to watch Succession now, which...
I know.
I, like, it's I heard it is... I know.
It's... The highest winning shows at the Emmys that just came up. The White Lotus, 10. Euphoria, 6. Squid Game, 6. Stranger Things, 5.
They had a whole other Emmys last week of, like, the smaller categories.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I'm like, we just talked about this. How did we miss it? Arcane, which I haven't heard of. Succession, Ted Lasso, all have 4. Abbott Elementary, Barry, and Hacks all have 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forgot that we saw Jeremy Strong as Succession. At the time, 100.
Oh, we did. God, I'm forgetting of all the people we saw that night. There were so many.
There was.
I wish you came to TIFF. We could have just stayed on the red.
I know.
So I'm going next year because I am very upset with how many people I missed.
For real. But, you know, we didn't talk about the one moment from the Emmys that literally stole the entire Emmys. If any of you know, I'm watching SVU now, and let me tell you, Chariska nearly killed me, and I think killed us all, because Sam's Dopper group chat, we're even talking about them.
Yeah.
I think I've seen articles from every single news outlet, magazine, because they're sick. And you know what? If the Emmys were not on NBC, they would have kissed. But the network would have been pissed. They did.
You know what? The network's just gotta stop. Well, just the let them do what they do.
You know what? The network should let them kiss on the show. So, like, let's go. I was telling Macy, I was like, I really thought, like, they were, like, a little bit of a slow burn. No. From episode one, they're already flirting.
Yeah.
Like, bro, okay. Other great moments, Jennifer Coolidge dancing.
Oh my god, yes.
At them playing her off.
I also really liked, I'm just gonna keep calling her Chessie, because that's just how I know her. But when, I think it was when Cheryl won, and then she's just like, Cheryl won, she won, and it's on her, like, Instagram story.
Instagram, yes. Her and Cheryl's character are, like, best friends on the show.
Cute.
So, which is even cuter. Yeah, that Cheryl, like, not even being able to get up, and then Tyler, Jesse, no, what's his full name?
Who?
Yeah, that was nominated. I can't think of it. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
Tyler James?
Tyler James Williams, thank you. Helped her up, and he also just posted something, like, saying that that's a moment that he'll treasure, like, walking her up. I was like, stop. I'm gonna cry.
That's really cute.
I know. Ugh. I wasn't a fan of the opening. They didn't have a monologue. They just, like, started playing music to, like, different, like, the theme songs from different television shows. And, like, did dances to them. And you know what? They did one for SVU. And I know Marisha was dancing. And, like, didn't even show her.
And the SVU theme song is the easiest thing to dance to.
I know. They, like... They hip-hopped them all up. They also did the Friends theme song. They also had the Brady Bunch on there, and the Brady Bunch children were there, and they were never seen again. Why were they there? Why did they put the effort to show them there and then to not do anything?
That's about? So like, weird.
They weren't even getting, like, an award or anything, like, recognition. Nope, just... And the one child you thought would show up is Marsha. I forgot her actual name. She did not show up. The rest of the kids did. Miss Cindy never shows up to anything. And she was there.
Wild.
I know.
Yeah, can they release the seating chart?
Oh my god, the seating chart was everything. Also, whoever's seating choice it was, to have Miss Wanningham front and center at the Emmys, knew what they were doing.
because that woman is everyone's number one fan. She is the first person getting everyone a standing ovation.
They said she gave a standing ovation to every single woman
As she should.
Stan Hannah Waddingham for Clear Skin, really.
For real. She is just living for the experience. And she's
she is like a human ray of sunshine.
She is. I've never met someone more grateful to be in the position that she is currently in. And I love that for her.
She's so cute.
Adorable. Adorable.
On the topic of people we think fuck.
Wait, what?
Instead of on the topic of people that we think fucked.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Also, Selma Ward getting a standing. No, Selma Blair. I got Selma Ward and Selma Blair mixed up for a second. But her getting a standing ovation, and I'm like, she did so well. Like, I know, like, she cannot control her flare-ups or whatever, but I watched her on Good Morning America.
Which is really interesting because she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to see how that'll go. I'm rooting very hard for her, though.
So am I. But when she did, like, her first interviews with Good Morning America, she was having a flare-up, and, like, she was having speech problems and whatever, like, her normal stuff is with her MS, and she didn't have it this time. So, like, I don't really know much about MS.
I don't either. I
don't know what goes on about it, so, but the fact that, like, she's not scared to, like, talk about it and to still be so public about it, like, love her.
Yeah.
Still upset I did not get my Reese Witherspoon, Selma Blair, Jennifer Coolidge, and Holland Taylor photo. It's okay.
Oh, never mind. I was gonna say, I'm like, is that the same disease that Michael J. Fox has? But he has Parkinson's. They're not the same thing.
No, they're not the same thing. But I also want to say about some history that was made at the Emmys last night.
Yes.
Because I will say, this is probably one of the more diverse Emmy Awards I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Or any award show in general.
Yeah.
In a while. So Squid Game makes history as being the first series that does not speak English to win a major primetime Emmy Award. And they won, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's his name? The guy that won for best lead actor in a drama series. Oh, my God. Where is it? Wonk?
Huh?
Wonk.
Oh, that's I couldn't hear you. I'm like, what'd you say?
Wong is the first Korean man to ever win a lead actor in a drama series.
You know what?
Directing. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That is wrong. That's the directing category. Lee Jong is the first major Korean actor, actor to win.
I will say, I'm really glad that Korean, I believe they're Korean anyway.
Yeah, they are.
I'm really glad that Korean shows and movies are getting more mainstream because Parasite was incredible, I heard. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it, but I did hear it's incredible.
Yeah.
Squid Game, I'm currently watching All of Us Are Dead, and that is really, really well done, too. And, like I honestly used to be like, oh, like, it's in a different language. Like, how is that going to work? Like, thing. It's really not that bad.
It's not.
You put on the subtitles, it doesn't take away from it. Give them a shot. Like, it's actually, they're really, really well done. There's something, Korean shows are a little unhinged.
Oh, they're very unhinged.
They don't have many inhibitions. They just do it all. And they tear your heart out. I'm on episode 2 of All of Us Are Dead, and I cried, like, twice.
Oh, my God.
In one episode.
Yeah. No, they're very good.
They're very well done.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really glad they're getting, like, actual
recognition. Mm-hmm.
So, who did Parasite? His name is on the tip of my tongue. He's doing a movie, though, with, like, Toni Collette and, like, other big names, and I feel like that is incredible in the awards.
I hope so.
Can you put Toni Collette in it?
He's also really funny.
Yeah.
Other big things. Quinta is the third Black woman to win Best Writing for a comedy series, and the second Black woman. The third Black person to win in her category, and the second Black woman to win. Cheryl Lee.
Honestly, it's kind of sad.
I know. Cheryl Lee is the second Black woman to win lead supporting actress in a comedy series. And Zendaya is the only Black actress to win two Emmys for lead actress in the drama series, and is still the youngest person to ever win two Emmys in any category.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Do better Emmys.
For real. I mean, they're doing better than the Oscars.
Yeah. No, but I'm really glad that, like, there is some serious diversity right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like they're kind of better. And yes. I think it's time we admit that.
Oh, absolutely. So the Emmys have gotten a little bit more diverse. It could be even more diverse, but...
Baby steps, I guess.
I guess so. Also, Queen Lizzo.
Yes.
It was so sad when she said that... Did you watch her Emmy speech? So in her acceptance speech, she said that she wished, as a younger girl, that she saw bigger Black women represented on television. And she said, if I could go back and tell my little self that one day someone is going to do it, and that's going to be you. And I was like, stop. Lizzo.
Stop. I got goosebumps. Every day I think I get emotional talking about the Emmys.
Right?
It's fine.
What does Lizzo need to win an EGOT? So she's got the Emmy. She's got
Oscar
the Grammy.
Oscar and Tony.
She could totally win an Oscar. And she could totally produce a Tony show. She's good. She's got to win the Tony. That's the hard part.
Yeah, I feel like the hardest one there is going to be the Oscar.
You know Adele's won away from an EGOT? She's got to do the Tony and she's good.
Oh, Adele would kill it on Broadway.
Oh my God, she would. She would never do it, though. She'll produce something or write something.
That's okay, too.
I'll never forget her carpool karaoke. And she's like...
Her carpool karaoke is phenomenal. It's one of my favorites.
I watch it, like, at least once a month. It's so good. Yeah. That was the 2022 Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
The 74th annual.
That was the 2022 Emmy Awards in, like, an hour and a half.
It's fine.
Well, it's better than the actual Emmy.
True. I am interested. I'm, like, scared to ask about what people thought about the Emmys, because there's like, drama over the Emmys with, like, people, like, awards. Like, there's, like, oh, my God, yes, I can't believe that one. They're, like, ew, why the fuck did this one again?
Listen. We all have our own opinions.
Mm-hmm.
I respect yours if you respect mine. Even if you disrespect mine, I'm going to respect yours because that is a decent human thing to do.
Very fair.
And it is not that deep.
No, it is not.
It is a TV show.
Yes.
Do I think Ted Lasso deserved awards? Yes, and I am not sorry about it.
No. Mm-mm.
That's my opinion.
That's so good. Jason Statham, give me the fucking season 3 trailer.
Jason Statham, come on the podcast.
For real.
You know, I feel like Loki. I feel like Juno would have fun with us. Juno would have so much fun with us. I think she should.
Juno and Hannah. Just like.
Well, I was gonna say Hannah too, but like I feel like we have a better chance
of getting
Juno.
Fair.
I don't know why. I feel like Juno would just be more down for a podcast than Hannah would be.
For real. I mean, we're poor.
Hannah, I'll watch Hocus Pocus if you come on the podcast. Juno's not going to come on the podcast because we said that we don't like her hair and half of her red carpet looks.
Juno? I watched you in Dirty John, so I've been there from, like, the beginning. So, I'm a real fan.
There you go. also, it would make our friend Izzy's
life. So you have to. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a rule now. It's her dying wish. She ain't dying, but
it is her dying.
It's her wish. is it really a podcast if we don't try to pitch an actor to come on?
No, it's not.
One day it'll happen.
It will.
I don't care if it's literally the tiniest little celebrity. I want to be able to say we had a celebrity on the podcast.
We can do it, though. We can do it.
I have faith in this. I'm unemployed now, so, like, I have all the time in the world.
Yeah, start emailing people.
Yeah, I'll just
start emailing. We don't have money.
I will give you $5. We will give you press. We have quite the following on the Twitterverse, which is a very hard place to get followers. So we can hype you the fuck up.
Yes, we can.
And then we can do an IOU when we're rich and famous podcasters one day and give you money then.
Yes.
So you'll get it. You'll get your
eventually.
Yeah.
We just need the boost to get us there.
We really just need a boost.
Yeah.
If any of you listening are famous, you want to come on?
For real.
YouTube, if you're watching this, Anchor, if you're watching this, monetize this.
Please.
Anyway, that was the Emmys with a side bit of us begging for views.
Yes. Thank you.
Kindly. Don't know what we're doing next week.
Yes, we do.
Do we? I forgot.
We're reviewing Due Revenge. Is that what it's called?
Right! We're reviewing Due Revenge, the Maya Hawke and Camila Mendes movie, which, fun fact, we're a degree away from Maya Hawke.
We are.
Yeah. Anyway. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Twitter is Enter Fangirls, and our YouTube and Instagram are Enter the Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.